You're going to go with the Alabama Jubilee now. Deacon Jones when he rattles his bones. Old Parson Brown run around like a clown. Old Aunt Jemima past 83. Chotting nine full of pip. Watch your step, old one-legged Joe running round on his toes. Throwed away his crutch and hollered, hey, let her go, honey. Hail, hail, the gang's all here for the Alabama Jubilee. Okay, he's got one more fiddle tune lined up for you. Back during the Depression, when he learned how to play the fiddle, there was no hair, at least in the family, there was no bows with hairs on them. And he had to learn how to play this thing without any hair on the bow. And then a little later on, he got some hair on his bow. And he threw the darn hair over the bow and started playing it that way. We got him straightened out now. And while he's getting set up there, I'm going to play a little Spanish tune. My background is Spanish also. My great-grandfather used to play a little tune called Spanish Fandango. Set up now for the back up and push. Thank you. We're the Culbreth family from Cortez, and we thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
I want to tell you a nice story about Mr. Culbreth, the family. Every New Year's Day, they have a special celebration in their little town of Cortez, and everybody's invited for a feast of food and music. Let's give them a hand for that.
How many of you know what a Jew's harp is? Okay, how many of you do not know what a Jew's harp is? Have never seen one? Okay, well, I understand if you don't know how to play one correctly, you can ruin your teeth. Our next performer, Fred Whitlow, has been playing the Jew's harp since he was 6 years old. And I learned that when he was 6 years old, his uncle came by one day with the Jew's harp, and Fred, never seen one before, was fascinated and wanted it. So his uncle said, "Tell you what, I'll give you 30 minutes. You go behind the barn, and if you could learn how to play it in 30 minutes, then it's yours." So he went behind the barn, and he got his tongue stuck in it. He got his upper lip stuck in it, and came back around with blood all over his mouth. And his uncle said, "Well, anybody that works that hard at learning how to play something deserves to have it." So he gave him his Jew's harp, and he had that one for several years and lost it and made another one out of pieces of a broken clock. And had that one for a few years and lost it. And then 43 years ago, he made a super Jew's harp and has been playing it for 43 years. And at the last International Jew's Harp Festival, it was voted number one. So he has the Rolls Royce, or I should say the best Jew's harp in the entire world. Let's welcome from Palmetto, Fred Whitlow.
Thank you very much. We've been down here practicing. I get from Palmetto up here by myself, and I've been playing by myself making Jew's harps over here, which a lot of you folks probably is over there. So I picked this band up, this gentleman here, and I don't know their names.
It's a lucky thing, too.
Where's the rest of the guys at? This fellow coming here is Pete Gallagher.
They're hiding.
We just got out of jail, our friend.
I don't believe it. This fellow here, I played with him many shows, and I hadn't seen the guy in about, 5 or 6 years, and I was so glad to see him. Now we have a banjo player over here. We're going to have to get this thing tuned up. I'll check mine, see if it's tuned up.
Sounds fine to me.
Yeah, I think it did. I'll be some tune.
Well, that's the fastest tune I ever been in.
Well, now, I'm telling you, now, if we make a mistake, just go along with us. Now, what's your name, buddy?
I better go unknown here, Fred. After we play a couple, then I'm...
Oh, okay. Now, your name?
I'm Ralph Blizzard. I'm from Blountville, Tennessee, but I'm a snowbird and a very...
Well, good. Now, just come on here. Tell them who you are there, Pete.
I'm Pete Gallagher from Treasure Island, Florida. I've known Fred for...
Many years.
Many, many years.
We
played together many years ago. He taught me how to play the Jew's harp. He's one of my heroes right here.
Well, thank you very much, Pete. Well, the first song that we're going to play... It's a song that I wrote when I was eight years old. So I would tell you that, but it'd take me half the night to do it, and I'm going to play with these gentlemen here. And we're going to play, the first one we're going to play is one that I wrote, is Rabbit in the Pea Patch. Hey. Couldn't get him out. Everybody heard that old man shout. Rabbit ran and a rabbit flew. The rabbit hole he's sure into. Rabbit in the beehive picking out peas. 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 You couldn't get him out. Everybody heard that old man shot. Rabbit in the bee patch, picking out peas. Rabbit in the bee patch, picking out peas. Rabbit in the bee patch, picking out peas. Rabbit in the bee patch, picking out peas.
Mr. Fred Whitlow.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that so much. And this band is, they're doing all right, aren't they? I've never played with the people. I played this fellow here, but the young lady back here, I don't know, what's your name?
Sandra.
Who?
Sandra.
Sandra, that's Sandra. I don't know her, that's her first name, and I don't know her last name. We're all strangers, you know. Well, now,
Fred, I don't think we're all strangers now. We've been down here about 3 days, and I think we've about all got acquainted, and I think that's a great thing. I think they all feel like
that's right, that's right. I feel so at home that I hate to go home, literally. I live down in Palmetto, Florida. So I was invited up here by Barbara and a bunch of them, and I thank them so much. I appreciate it, and I've had a wonderful time. What do you want to play now, buddy?
Well, I don't know. You had a string of tunes there about as long as your legs. Oh, just pick out one there and you just go ahead.
How about, what do you want to play? A? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, now, how about Cripple Creek? Can you get on Cripple Creek?
Yeah, how about that one? You like your Cripple Creek on the juice hour.
I can go to Cripple Creek in my sleep. Going up to Cripple Creek, going in the world. Going up to Cripple Creek to have a little fun. Throw my britches up to my knee. Going to Cripple Creek when I flee. Going up to Cripple Creek, going in the world. Going up to Cripple Creek to see my girl. Thank you very much. I've had a lot of people to ask me how long I played this Jews art. Well, a lot longer than I want to admit, believe me. I started when I was 6 years old, and I started playing this Jews art in 3 weeks. I wouldn't lay it down. My poor mother, she put up with an awful lot. But she still put it, and I learned to play this thing in about 3 weeks, practically like I am now, because I didn't know the tunes. So I'd put that juice harp under my pillow every night, and just Ma and I were there, and I'd put this juice harp under my pillow, afraid somebody was going to get it, you know. Then I lost it. So I got me an old car, a clock spring, and a Warren Bennett around, and made me one when I was 8 years old. That sounds better than the one that I that my uncle gave me. My uncle gave me this juice harp. He said, you play it. I'll be here half an hour, and you play it, I'll give it to you. You ought to see my face when I couldn't lick my lip, and I was a mess, believe me. Well, I learned to be, he gave me that juice harp, and I learned to play in about 3 weeks. So we're going to play, what else do you boys know?
I don't know much, Fred.
Oh, I know you do. I know you know a lot of songs.
That's well, okay, Ralph. Like you said, everybody's gotten to know us this week.
Well, how about Sally Good? You can you play Sally Good?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I like Sally Good. Everybody loves Sally Good.
Sally Gooden, I had a piece of mine, I had a piece of pudding, give it all away to see Sally Gooden. What a bonny hill, son, see night coming, thought to my soul, couldn't kill myself a running. I had a piece of mine, I had a piece of pudding, give it all away to see Sally Gooden. You know that I can't sing. From the way I started out, but I try. But I can't sing. The Jews are about the only thing that I can play. So, you know Casey Jones?
Hey, Fred, can I ask you something first?
Go ahead, buddy.
Before you lay it down, there's a lot of Jews harp players around now, but you got that extra little vibration in there. How do you do that?
Well,
you have a different little extra vibration than anybody else I've ever heard. What is the secret?
Well, I'll tell you. By experience, for a good many years, you go up, you make your mouth small. And if you're going down, you just open up everything. And you put all of this in here on your beat, you put it all together, Pete.
All right.
And that's good. Now, Pete can play a Jew's harp. He's good on Jew's harp. So I taught Pete many years ago. I don't know, that's been quite a few times, a few years on it, Pete.
12 years.
Well, let's play
Casey Jones, that's fine.
Casey Jones? Guys, you throw it out in your mouth, terrible. Pete, what song do you want to play now, buddy?
Don't you want to do Stay All Night? Isn't that one of yours?
Stay All Night and Don't Go Home.
That's it. That sounds like a good sentiment for this.
Stay All Night, Don't Go Home. Stay All Night, Don't Go Home.
Is that like Stay All Night, Stay a Little Longer?
That's right.
Okay.
You're right on, buddy. sing. I just can't sing. I'm gonna leave the singing to you guys.
You sound like Bing Crosby to me.
I sound worse than this. Well, let's see. We haven't got these tunes together. Let me get my. Why can't you play Arkansas Traveler? Let's give Arkansas Traveler. To be on here. Does anybody know?
It's not daylight yet.
Still light and don't go home, okay? That'd be a good one to play right now. We just did it, eh? Pardon me?
Yeah, what number are you playing now, Fred?
Is this the same Stay All Night we did before?
Stay All Night and Go Home.
Stay All Night and
Don't Go Home. Stay All Night, Don't Go Home. Stay All Night, Don't Go Home. Stay till after supper.
Okay. You just wrote that, didn't you, Fred?
No, that's a real old one, Can you play you play Turkey and Straw?
Well, I play it in G and you play it in A, so we, together we should do pretty good.
I have a G here. Can you guys put it in G?
Yeah, switch to G, sure.
Key of G, yeah. Is that where you are now, Fred?
I'm just about to get there, buddy.
Yeah, okay.
So you have to change harp for each key change, huh?
Each key, I put them in key. You have to stay in there. And I'm sure this is a G, and I'm going to try it out.
Standard pitch. I thought you just lengthened or shortened your teeth a little bit to get that sound.
No, they're all in keys. A lot of people say, well, I didn't know they put them in keys. I said, buddy, you have it used up now. I sold quite a few of them over here, and they were all running the keys.
Fred, do you pull your teeth up, your upper teeth up, and your lower teeth down so you don't knock them out with that thing?
Sometimes they fly right out on the ground if you don't watch, buddy. What are we going to play, Turkey and Straw? Is that it, Pete?
Sure.
a C. Can you, you guys play in C?
Sure. Yeah, just switch it over there. C.
Let me look at both of you. Black Eyed Susie. Does anybody know Black Eyed Susie?
Well, I used to know her.
Well, we're going to play Black Eyed Susie. Once a week and twice a Tuesday if I go see my Black Eyed Susie. Hey, Black Eyed Susie. Thank you very much. Yeah, you people are a wonderful crowd. You're a wonderful crowd. What's next, Pete? Does anybody have a request out there? You're a cat. We sold them all out. Believe me, we made an album down in Tampa, Florida a few years ago, and we just don't have any. I should have them. I really should have them. We didn't get them pressed yet. Is there any questions you'd like to ask about the Jews Harp, anybody?
Where's the name?
Well, I'll tell you. I read a lot of history on the Jews Harp. And they don't seem to know, really. they really don't. But they think it... It originated over in China. They have one over there. They claim that it's 2,000 years old. It's made out of bamboo.
I thought it was out of a jawbone.
Pardon?
Out of a jawbone, isn't it?
Yeah, well, they've been called many names. Jawbone and a mouth harp and all this stuff. But I'll tell you one thing. It's been called a Jew's harp 450 years. I know that. So I think we'd better leave it alone. So there's a little guy in Bradenton, Harold. He called up for an interview, and he came over, you know, and he told me that he gave me a half a page in the Bradenton Herald. So he called it a Jew's harp, J-U-I-C-E, and he put up, he said, this is articles by Freddie Whitlow, and he said, and his Jew's harp. Well, I'll tell you, believe me, I believe he was right. But I tell you, you stand up here like I am right now, and he gets pretty juicy sometimes, believe me. No, it's quite a little instrument. Does anybody else want to know anything about a Jew's harp? Can anybody play one? Look at all the hands go up, Pete.
Man,
well, I guess over here, the gentleman. What do you want to know? What do you want to know about a Jew's harp? Pardon?